you want guys to be this or that.
No, I like guys that can play several spots.
Yeah.
And really, that's kind of how I teach them. That's how I teach them. They can play multiple spots. Okay. So that's a good problem to have when you have a guy that can play a couple, you know, spots for you. And so mm-hmm. it's like, but if there's just a guy that only fits one spot, it makes it, you know, it's not that it's bad. It's just you have more options when you can use, you know, get a guy and play him at end, mm-hmm. kick him inside for third down, be able to just do some different things with him.
Yeah, it seemed like, tell me if I'm wrong, but it seemed like you guys actively sought that out this offseason.
Yeah, that's kind of how we have always kind of approached it, yeah. playing this the system.
Right. So
you get a guy like, when you have a guy like Robert Mathis on your staff, who we know what his resume was as a player.
Yeah. Staff,
I mean, how much does that help being able to teach these guys how to get to the quarterback?
It's awesome. You know, it's awesome to have him. And you know, he's been there and done that. So here's a guy that's – and the cool part is he's played in the system. So he knows exactly, you know, everything that we're – I'm saying, he says it. We speak the same language. That's the biggest thing that you kind of look at. And we laugh at each other because he looks at me and goes, you're speaking my language. So that's the cool part.
There's got to be a lot of players who can play but not teach. I mean, just because you're a great player doesn't make you a great coach. What traits does he have to relate to these young kids?
You know, I think the thing I notice with him is he is a teacher. I mean, I've listened to him and watched him, and he does a great job. He's got the right kind of demeanor to be able to talk to him and really get the point across. You know, this one thing, explain it the right way. You know, he can do that. So I've watched him and listened to him, and he's great with it. And like I said, I think he's, because he's been there, and it's very, the guys listen to him and does a great job with that.
When this scheme, this defense, because, you know, people here, they saw it years ago. It'll be maybe a little different now. But when it's rolling, why is it so good, do you feel like?
Well, it's
– effective, I should say.
Yeah, just, you know, it's the key part is you got to have your guys up front going. And that's mm-hmm. that's the only way it works, if when your front is rolling. And, you know, we got to affect the, you know, the passer. And so, it obviously, back in it, you have to have that going too, but it starts up front. Mm-hmm. So the times I've been in it when it's going, it's the front that starts it.
You know, Mike, in looking at your two draft picks, it seems like Ture more of an edge. Lewis has the ability to maybe slide inside a little bit more. Is that accurate?
He can do that, yeah. He's done that, and he did that on his film in college, so he's used to that. Really smart guy that understands it. He's been, you know, Coach Larry Johnson did a great job with him, kind of exposing him to a lot of different things. So he understands, you know, kicking him inside at the three and all that stuff. So and you know, Trey's been great too. You know, we can keep him on the edge and let him go.
Chris showed us a Senior Bowl clips of him, Ture, extremely impressive. Mm-hmm. Why don't you think the sack production was there his last couple of years at Rutgers?
Yeah, and I can't answer that. I mean, I know there were some, you know, injuries or whatever it was that, so I don't know. I wasn't there, so I can't really answer what it was.
You saw that at minicamp. I'm guessing that same ability, rookie minicamp.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what'd you see? Just, was it like, that's what we saw?
Yeah, he's just really flexible. He's got really, I mean, we call him kind of Gumby movements. You know, he can really torque his body and come out of it, and he stays off the ground. And so he's got some of those movements that we look for. So to me, that's, you know, you can kind of see that. Just look at the drill work and see what he looks like.